I would like to welcome you to the 3rd Annual Department of the Interior Diversity Days Conference. With more than 70,000 employees across 12 time zones, the Department of the Interior is, by its very nature, a place of great diversity. I'm proud that we have employees who trace their heritage to countless lands and cultures. We have people of remarkably diverse abilities and backgrounds. We work together as Americans to serve the American people, to uphold our mission statement, stewardship for America with integrity and excellence. Diversity is more than race, color, ethnicity, age, gender, and disability. Diversity is a spirit of inclusiveness of all people and their individual characteristics. It is valuing the experiences and background of every employee. It's respecting the attributes that make each person a unique contributor to the success of our mission. We celebrate our diversity. We recognize that diversity is one of our greatest strengths. We must tap into this strength through better management, more effective recruitment, and better communication. As the theme of this year's conference puts it so well, innovate, communicate, collaborate. When I became Secretary of the Interior, I stated that I fully support the Department's strategic plan for achieving and maintaining a highly skilled and diverse workforce. This plan is a collaborative effort across all bureaus and offices in support of the strategic management of human capital, which is part of the President's management agenda. Diversity is also a part of the Department's strategic plan for 2007 to 2012, and I call on our managers to make a special effort to hire qualified and highly skilled candidates from diverse backgrounds. Of course, hiring is only the start. We also must work to retain a diverse workforce. In my policy statement on equal opportunity, I require that managers and supervisors attend EEO and diversity training each year. Training alone, however, cannot replace the need to consider on a daily basis how we work with one another, how we communicate with each other, and who is represented in the decision-making process. We must be respectful to each other and fair and equitable in our decisions regarding employees. I believe this conference will help the Department of the Interior become a more effective department, and I hope that many employees will take the opportunity to attend the workshops and diversity fair. Together, we'll do more than acknowledge our diversity. We will embrace our diversity to the benefit of the American people.